Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Life is the accumulation of all the little individual choices you make on a daily basis. Those are powerful words from our guest, Todd Miller, who is the author of an outstanding book called Enrich. If you have ever wanted to create an enriched life full of time, money, and meaning, this episode has your name on it.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
I think we're on somewhere around 650 episodes of this show now, and I could just hang out with you every week and give you episode after episode of money tools, get this insurance, set up this account, divvy up your paycheck this way, but that's not really how you create a quote-unquote wealthy life, and I'm not just talking about dollars here. So instead, let's talk about this idea of creating an enriched and wealthy life out loud, like really out loud. For me and Todd, our guest on the show, this is the secret sauce that you need. How to create a vision for your life, how to get your money moving in that direction, and how to fight the default settings in life that tells you that you have to live your life only one way. Now that's a life worth living. So snuggle in, grab some snacks, and get ready for the most important 40 minutes of your life with our guest, Todd Miller. So Todd, I am so excited to have you on the show. I know that you are coming to us from a very far away place, from Thailand. So thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much. I am excited about being here and so looking forward to talking about money wellness with you.
Well, that is obviously a topic that is near and dear to me. And before we jump into it, I have travel lust. I've been stuck in LA, not stuck, but you know, we've basically been in our house for the past year. So tell me a little bit about life in Thailand.
So I am living at the beach in Thailand. I retired on a full-time basis just over a year ago. I spent most of my professional life in Hong Kong. And so I traded the big city to the beach life. And I've been in Thailand continuously since March of 2020. And I was in the States when the pandemic fully blossomed. And I said to my family, you know, I don't think things are going so well here in the States.
Understatement.
We had no confidence that Thailand would do a better job, but we thought being at the beach, where we are confronted with fresh air every day, that can't be a bad place to ride out this pandemic. And so we've gone to Thailand, and Thailand has been a success story globally. And, you know, presently, Thailand has about 150 infections every day. Compare that, of course, very different, and add several zeros to the U.S. experience. And so they've done a very good job at controlling the virus, largely by closing the borders. So you can have mobility within the country, but they make it very difficult to enter and to leave the country.
The idea of being on the beach and breathing fresh sea air sounds so enchanting.
Well, when things loosen up, I hope you'll come out and visit.
That I will definitely take you up on. You do not have to worry about that. And I think that so just eloquently sets up our discussion, because when I think about the word intentionality, you really fit that definition for me. You've done so much in your life, so much in your career, and you've really created this life on your own terms intentionally. And I love that word. And you say non-dependent on the paycheck, which I think is everyone's goal, if we're honest. Tell me more about this journey to create this really intentional life the way you want to live it.
Sure. So I'll back up about 25 years ago. I have an entertainment industry background. I worked for a major Hollywood studio for the majority of my professional time. And I was very fortunate to learn a couple life lessons early in my career. And the result of those life lessons is I became obsessed with optimizing the work-life equation. And so I have extensively researched and aggressively experimented with all kinds of different tools and techniques and strategies to get the most out of life. And I realized in my late 20s, I happened to be passing through the Dubai airport in the middle of the night. And everything in my life was going, you know, swimmingly well. My career was on fast track. I had a robust private life, personal life. I had just paid off all my student loans, and so I was debt free. And I thought, wow, I'm in a good spot. But it felt awkward because it felt that something was missing. And what I realized was absent was a sense of direction. I didn't know where I wanted to go from the point that I was in. And so I sketched out on the airport floor, you know, my first version of a life plan. And the whole notion of that plan is to really think about where I want to go in life. And that involves the professional, the personal, and the financial. And once you define where you want to go, then act deliberately and with full intention to try to get there. And so this intentionality that you ask about and you speak about, it's really just born of a desire to make sure that I end up in my life doing the things that enrich me and that resonate with me. Because the reality is that enriched lives and life success, it often doesn't happen accidentally. You know, we have to make it happen. And the way to make it happen is to act with intention every day, every week, every month. And if we do that, you know, the consequences and the impact can profoundly improve our well-being.
I love that story because I had a moment very similar to that about, gosh, it's now about 9 years ago. I got the chance to travel to Africa and I was there for about a month and there was a mess up on my flight back to the States and I ended up getting stuck in the Johannesburg airport for like 19 hours. They lost my luggage. And I was flying to Kenya and then flying back to the US. So I actually didn't have enough South African money left. And I hadn't let my credit card companies know I'd be in Johannesburg. So I got stuck and my credit cards were declining. I mean, it was just like, you know, my baggage got lost and my cell phone charger was in it. It was pretty much like everything going wrong that you could think of did. And I had this moment where I literally just sat on the floor in the airport and was like, okay, all right, let's get it together. Let's really think about my life. And I had this whole just like epiphany moment, like you kind of talk about creating that vision. And from that, I was able to almost reshape my entire life in those 19 hours because I didn't have a lot of distraction and I was kind of in a place where, you know, I didn't have a lot of money right there. I mean, it was just, you know, it was every scenario. I ended up luckily being able to get back home. But, you know, I think it sounds so easy, right? Just map out the life you want to live and then figure out the steps to get there. It sounds so easy. And yet I think so many of us just like skip over that part. Either we think that can never happen. Or it's like, well, that's so easy. Why would I even do that? Like, what do you think it is about human nature that we skip over those really important things, like creating a vision for your life?
Well, we spend, as professionals, we spend way too much time thinking about how to improve our careers. And we spend way too little time thinking about what a meaningful life constitutes and how we can try to achieve it. And the reason for that is that we are educated and preconditioned to be successful in our careers.
Right.
And certainly as we're going through the American educational process, you know, that process is really designed to help us be prosperous in our careers. And when we start climbing on that career ladder, you know, we do so as quickly, you know, we try to climb as highly as possible. And it's not until usually much higher on that ladder do we realize that the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. And so it's, But this whole career climbing process, it is the default setting upon which we all operate, and it's conditioned in us. And so, unless we deliberately and consciously acknowledge the setting, and then change the setting, then you know we'll continue to be on that track mind that for whatever reason, you know, tends to accentuate the professional much more than the personal. And so it's really whether it takes getting stuck for 19 hours in the Johannes airport or just saying, I'm going to grab an hour of me time and go to somewhere and do this, you know, that there has to be a circumstance, there has to be an environment that allows you to think about what's really most important in life. And I think that just in the particular moment that we're all in a pandemic, is one of the silver linings from this whole experience in the past year, is that perhaps people are thinking more seriously and more broadly about what they want out of life. And, you know, for any of your listeners that are wrestling with these issues, you know, indulge it, welcome it, and really try to begin to articulate what it is that will constitute a meaningful, enriched life for yourself. And then figure out a way to connect where you want to go, that intended outcome, with where you are now and the present.
And I'm sure that there is, I'm trying to think of the most eloquent way to ask the follow-up question of this, but I think it really just comes down to, what if you map out that vision and you look at your bank account and the difference between those two things is very wide and very deep? How do you even begin to start plotting your way towards that? Because I feel like that's where a lot of people get stuck. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money Under Podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report, and I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So it's all about the process and goal setting, goal achievement is such a big part of building financial security, of building careers. And we have to have the right processes when we set goals and when we set about to achieve those goals. And so in my book, I dedicated 4 chapters to prioritization, to goal setting, and to goal achievement. And beyond incorporating best practice research, I tried to go one step further. And I spent quality time with 3 world record holders. And the reason why I identified world record holders is for someone who's been the first, the fastest, or the only person on the planet to accomplish something, you know, that represents the supreme end goal achievement. And I wanted to learn from these world record holders. And after looking at all the academic research on goals and achievement, and after synthesizing everything that I learned from these world-class record setters, I distill the process really quite simply into two steps. And this is how that one bridges that gap between where you want to be and where you are. And it may be a big gap. And so the first step is to visualize, and that is to define the intended outcome and to not only define that outcome, but to define why that outcome is important to you. And the one thing that these world record holders emphasized is that a goal has to resonate. There has to be a compelling reason why to achieve that goal. And without that resonance, you know, that the motivation just may not be enough to go in and to actually accomplish it. And so visualize, define the goal, why it's important, and internalize that reason. And also in visualization, anticipate the obstacles along the way. And then the second step, and this goes directly to your question, is reverse engineer. If you've defined where you want to be, and then just work backwards and create as many milestones as appropriate and as necessary to get from where you are right now to that destination. And if it's a big goal, if it's a daunting goal, then that may involve many milestones. And that's okay. But it's very understandable for a large goal to appear daunting and people give up without really even starting. And so rather than focus at the beginning on that end goal, focus on the first milestone that you set. Because if you don't achieve that first milestone, then you can forget about the second milestone and so forth. And so intently focus and do everything you can to focus on that first milestone. And set that milestone to a level that requires some effort, but that it's doable, it's achievable. And then take baby steps to get to that first milestone. And then once you've gotten to that first milestone, then go to the second and just keep repeating that process methodically until ultimately you get where you want to go. So I can illustrate this point very well. One of the individuals that I spent quality time with is Annabelle Bond, and she is the fastest woman to conquer all the seven summits, which are the highest peaks on each of the continents. And she's the only person who's done this, starting with Mount Everest as the warm-up act. And so as she was ascending Mount Everest, you know, that's a months-long process. And she's right at the point where in one day she'll be able to get to the summit of the highest point on Earth. And when she woke up that morning on summit day, she did not say, "I'm going to get to the summit." She focused, you know, so intently on the first milestone. Because if she didn't get to the balcony, she can forget about getting to the Hillary step. And if she doesn't get to the Hillary step, then she's not going to stand on top of Everest. And even on summit day, even on the last day of her ascent, she still incrementalized that goal into four intermediate milestones. And that is how the world-class superachievers, that's how they achieve it. And if you visualize and incrementalize, you can apply this goal-setting strategy certainly to financial goals, but also to career and to life goals as well.
I love it. Wow. I couldn't even imagine climbing one of those mountains, let alone all of them.
Yes.
That's a superpower. That's a superpower I don't possess, but that is an amazing achievement and such a great example of taking things literally one step at a time.
It's one step at a time.
Yeah. And one of the other, I think, themes that really stood out for me in your book, Enrich, was the idea of avoiding the default setting, which I think particularly if really any age in life, but I think particularly if you're starting out in your 20s, maybe early 30s, it's easy to fall in those patterns of default setting, whether it's the career path that you think you're supposed to go on or how much money you think you're supposed to earn, or maybe it's a family imposed thing. But I think we all at some point have an experience of avoiding that default setting. And one of the things you talk about in the book is this idea of crafting a mission statement for your life, which I have done for years. And I think this is so powerful. I wish more people did this. Can you give us some examples of what would this look like to create a mission statement for your life? And how does that help you avoid these default settings?
Yeah. So life is the accumulation of all of the individual choices that we make on a daily basis. And the reason why sometimes we get so overwhelmed is because it's hard for us to make decisions.
Right.
And so, you know, one must ask, what can I do to make decisions? Because on any given moment, we have all these competing possibilities to suck up our time. And how do we decide whether to focus on A or to focus on B? And without some larger roadmap or some understanding of what's most important, then often we will not make the optimal decisions because, you know, we have no larger roadmap on ultimately where we want to achieve. And so the tools that I prescribe in this book are to create a mission statement and a hierarchy of priorities. And the reason why it's valuable to create these two tools, and by the way, you can do these in a few minutes. You know, this is not a laborious exercise, but it's a way to help filter what's most important. And without that filter, decision making is very, very hard. You know, I think of something that Walt Disney said decades ago. And he said that it's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. And that is exactly the spirit of creating a mission statement and your hierarchy of priorities, so that you determine in life what's non-negotiable, what's very important now, what's perhaps going to be important later, but not now, and what's nice to have, but not essential for your version of an enriched life. And if you categorize all your different priorities just in those four buckets, that in itself is a useful filter. But then if you superimpose that into a mission statement, which ultimately is just the way that you want to define yourself, how you would craft your identity for your life. Think of your epithet, you know, in terms of when we finish our time on this planet, what do we want to be remembered for? What goes on the tombstone? You know, that is a mission statement. And so I'll give you a very practical, real-world example of how a mission statement can be a very, very powerful tool. So when I was working at the Hollywood studio, this is in the mid-2000s, and Hollywood's business model at that time was beginning to fall apart. DVD sales, which had provided a lot of cash for the studios, those were dwindling. And streaming was just coming onto the horizon, but it certainly wasn't a suitable cash stream yet, right? And so Hollywood was in that funky place. And so the CEO of the studio said that when everything around us is changing, it's so important to understand who we are and what we stand for. And to accomplish that, he assembled an offsite, a two-day offsite in the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills of 100 or so of the most senior executives from around the world in the company. And I was fortunate to be able to be in the ballroom when this happened. And literally for 2 days, all these overpaid executives discussed, debated, and defined a single sentence. And that is a mission statement for the company. And the CEO felt it was so important to create a mission statement, you know, that he would go through the expense and the opportunity cost of assembling all these executives, because without that mission statement, as we as executives just navigate the myriad of opportunities and decisions that we have to make in our daily business lives, if we don't know what the company stands for, then we lack a filter for understanding how to make the optimal decisions. And so the notion of a mission statement is well proven in corporate lives, and it's also relevant and applicable to our personal lives as well. And so that's why I think it's such a powerful tool.
And this feels like what we've been talking about for the last 20 some odd minutes. This feels like the secrets. It feels like the secrets to unlodging yourself from where you're at, the secrets to moving closer to where you want to be. I think we spend so much time talking about what to invest in and buying our house and the tools around money. But this really feels like the secret sauce, if you will, as to how we make all of those things happen, how we plug in all of those facets once we really, really define, really get granular with our goals, with our vision. I mean, am I correct here? Like this really feels like what you need to pay attention to move to that next place you want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's fundamental. And often the obvious it is obscured, you know, and we skip the basic steps. In part because we're just so busy and so rushing, you know, trying to accomplish discrete things without pausing to understand whether or not, however we're spending our time, whether or not this is actually going to get us to where we ultimately want to be. And so this creates a foundation to build, you know, a meaningful, enriched life. Because the reality is that ultimately what people want in life is much larger than just a prestigious and satisfying business career. You know, that they want a lot more out of life. And when I researched the book, I interviewed scores of high achievement professionals around the world. And I asked everyone, how do you define success? And the most accomplished people consistently said the same thing, which is success is all about controlling your time, mastery over time. And when you control your time, you can control your life. And ultimately, that's what's most important. And the reason is because when you control your time, that means that you can spend it. You know, if you choose to do so in a purposeful way, you can spend it on what matters most to you. And that provides the meaning which everyone yearns for in life.
Yeah, that's so profound. Well, there's so much good stuff in this book. We could probably talk for hours about it. But let's say, just hypothetically speaking, if we were hanging out together on the beach, maybe having some tea, I don't know, whatever we do on the beach, what would you say are, you know, the couple of biggest takeaways that I need to know about living an enriched life? Like, what could I start today to get me to that place?
So, two things, and we've kind of discussed one of them. The first thing is to recognize that financial security is foundational, and that every professional should urgently prioritize financial security. And the second thing is to live intentionally. And so let's spend some time talking about financial security. After all, this is the Bullet Your Money podcast, and so we should talk a bit about money. So, you know, as much in my early days in my career that I focused on optimizing life, because my career was going so well and I love my job and my company loved me, financial security never even crossed my mind. And I didn't realize how important it is and how much I needed it until the fat paycheck stopped. And I was handicapped by financial insecurity. And that's not a happy place to be. And even though I thought I was doing everything right, I was saving every month, and I always tended to come out ahead every year, I didn't have any independent cash flow, which meant that I was dependent upon that paycheck. And particularly in 2021, when there is no job security, to tie our income security on to a paycheck is very tenuous and very dangerous. And so I would encourage everyone who's listening to this podcast to prioritize accelerating financial security. And there are two big reasons why so. The offensive reason is that financial security creates optionality, which gives us the ability to live and to work on our own terms. And I think that's what we all strive for. But there's a defensive reason as well. and that is that financial security untethers the paycheck to the to our income security, so that should there be some exogenous shock, that we're still okay. And most people take a 40-year or so time frame to create financial security. We start working in our 20s. We hope that sometime in our 60s, we can stop working, and then we can do what we wish we could have done all along. And rather than taking a 40-year journey to get to financial security, accelerate that. Do it in 20 years. Do it in 10 years. Do it in 5 years. But come up with a plan and commit to that plan to accelerate financial security. And that really involves internalizing and innately committing to the goal of, you know, accelerated, fast-tracked financial security. And once you've done that, then create as many milestones, incrementalize as much as necessary, so that you have a reasonable path to get to that. And when I talk to people about financial security, I think that an Aztec pyramid serves as a really good metaphor. Because if we think about the pyramids in Central America, they're built to last and to stand the test of time.
Yes.
They have strong foundations, and that strong foundation supports multiple upper tiers or layers. And your financial security should look the same way. It should have a strong foundation of being financially fit, and that involves both the income as well as the expense side of the money equations. And on top of that foundation, try to layer on multiple income streams or tiers. And these income streams should be passive. They should be predictable. They should be recurring. They should be diversified. And they should be tax efficient. And if you manage to achieve income streams that satisfy that criteria, then you've done a pretty good job at creating financial security that can stand the test of time.
I like that example, building it like an Aztec pyramid. I mean, I can visually see what that looks like in my head. So I think that is so exciting. And I am committed myself to living an enriched life. And I can't say that I always did, that I always knew how to do that. And that's certainly something this podcast and guests like yourself have really brought to my life, is opening my eyes to new things and new ways of thinking. So I really hope this message is also resonating with somebody who is listening. Todd, please tell us, where do we go to pick up a copy of your book, Enriched, and how do we connect with you if we want to learn more?
Sure. So the book is available in all formats on Amazon, and for Americans, that's probably the easiest way to pick up a book. But it's on retail outlets on a worldwide basis. And to find out more about me and about this philosophy to enrich, you can go to my website, enrich101.com.
All right, so Todd's book, Enrich, was just named one of the 8 best books for financial bliss by Entrepreneur Magazine. And I think you can see why, right? It's so powerful, and I can't emphasize that enough. I feel like a broken record. So your homework today is think about what it would be like to live an enriched life, and then jot down some of the areas where your life is pulling you away from that vision. That's where the work starts, because I don't see any reason why you and me, why we can't have an enriched life. So if you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with a friend, with a family member, someone that you know needs to hear this episode. And as always, thank you so much for being a listener. I couldn't do this without you. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.